Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are living in a society in which we are faced with a number of misconceptions regarding Islam and non-Muslims. And we have to be alive to the issues which exist in our society regarding Islam and non-Muslims. And we must also clarify them from the original sources of Islam. Amongst these issues is an issue which says that Muslims should curse non-Muslims, especially when these non-Muslims show aggression with these Muslims. Now, it also needs to be studied that in history, it is said that the Prophet himself had cursed non-Muslims, and it is said that a particular dua or a particular prayer was said at that time, which is called the Qunut-e Nazla, in which the words, for example, are Allahumma harrik buyutahum, O God, burn the houses of these kuffar to fire. And the other, for example, words are Allahumma dammir dayarahum, O Lord, destroy the cities of these kuffar. So, on the basis of these words, it is generally considered that whenever aggression is shown by non-Muslims, or even in times of non-aggression, Muslims should curse these non-Muslims. Now, first of all, it should be realized that all non-Muslims are not kafirs. I have delineated this thing in a number of my lectures, that we must ascertain and we must be very clear on this fact that these words are warranted only for non-Muslims who are kuffar, or in other words, who are non-Muslims who have deliberately denied the truth. Now, today we are in no position to determine whether a non-Muslim is a kafir or not. We are not in a position to determine whether he has deliberately denied the truth or not. So therefore, we cannot curse these non-Muslims in such a fashion. We cannot particularly address a community of non-Muslims and ask the curse of God to come to them. Now, as I said earlier, if the Prophet of God, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said these words regarding these people, then it was only after it had become evident that these people were deliberately denying the truth, and as a result, they had become kuffar. So today we must be absolutely clear that cursing non-Muslims, a particular community of non-Muslims, by calling them such names as such things as saying that, O Lord Almighty, burn their houses or destroy their cities, it is totally unwanted and uncalled for, because we cannot ascertain whether these non-Muslims are kafir or not. And in these circumstances, we should abstain from making any such statements or any such prayers. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ